I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are you serious?
This is How to Kill It Now. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
My name is Funk Butcher.
That's right. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're about to kill some time with us. We have to address some things in today's show. There's some worldwide stuff going on.
Addressings
are going to go on. First things first, though, Funk. How you been killing time recently?
Been playing the Final Fantasy VII Remake demo, of course. I've been playing Zombie War.
Yeah.
Also, still playing that.
Yeah.
Still frustrated. Still, do you know what? Yeah, I'm a bit jealous because I see tweets between yourself, Mr. Midas, about how you completed the game and all that. I'm struggling with this one.
Really? You're struggling?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think I'm that good on first person shooters. You know what I mean?
Really? Yeah. You are more of a Final Fantasy guy, though.
Yeah.
What?
Like it's not a first person shooter.
Billy said, "Yeah, I mean, you've actually done some Final Fantasy kind of challenges this week. I mean, you did take on some nuggets, didn't you?
Yeah.
At some point, and we saw you handle those, bruv. How many chicken nuggets did you eat? Are those it popcorn chickens?
Yeah. So at in the UK currently, they rolled out a new promotional deal where you can get 80 pieces.
And what happened?
And I destroyed them. They were no match for me. I remember they did this recently. They did a promotion where it wasn't 80 pieces, but they did the same kind of a bucket of hot wings. Now they've moved over to a bucket of popcorn chicken.
And what happens if you go into a bucket of hot popcorn chicken, bruv? Do you handle it, really?
I handled it.
Oh, man.
People asking me online, it's like, was there really 80 pieces? And yeah, I counted. I actually counted this as I was
one
consuming them. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, right. Enough of that though. Final Fantasy, the remake, bro. Yeah. For those that don't know about Final Fantasy, what is Final Fantasy VII? Or should we talk about the whole Final Fantasy franchise?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not too hot on the whole franchise because I think that was the one which pretty much kicked down the doors for the franchise, number seven. And
yeah.
Seven has got the best storyline, arguably. It's the most emotive. It's probably one of the longest ones. It came on 3 discs at the time.
3 CD-ROMs.
Yeah. And I remember being around 13, 14, queuing up with my dad outside Electronics Boutique. That company's folded, so that's how that's showing my age. It's not even anymore. It's alongside Woolworths and all the other the graveyard of the shops, of the high street shops.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just an amazing game. And it was ahead of its time because at that age, in 97, you're just used to playing games just for the sheer immediate satisfaction. This had a real storyline which you're taking away with you like a movie kind of thing. So it became a classic.
Yeah.
And I think it was the kind of the precursor to game directors like Hideo Kojima of Metal Gear Solid, and they're putting really, really thought-provoking storylines together for their consumers.
Yeah.
Getting games like GTA 5, which... it's a stark contrast to the original GTA, which is, you're just robbing cars.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, bro. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, me personally, I think Final Fantasy VII is the place where it starts in terms of real heavy storylines within games.
Exactly. And I mean, and the music was great as well. I mean, this is actually a track. This is actually some of the fighting music from it.
So, the fighting music, which is what I kind of put in to my popcorn chicken video, is it used to pop up at random times in the game.
Yeah.
You'd just be walking along and you'd be like,
enjoying the weather, and it'd be,
that's it, you're just getting jumped all the time. I think there was some sort of timer on the game where it's just like 3 minutes would elapse in the reward.
You've had too much fun now, so you know what?
Yeah. That's it.
type for you to hold some pain, yeah.
Some weird looking monsters. Yeah. Yeah.
So how did this translate? Because when we found out about Final Fantasy Remake coming out, you literally were like, Marcus, yeah, I am so excited for this game. Shout out to Ian from Square as well.
Shout out to Ian.
I see Ian as well, because I think you and I have been in the room a few times together, but most of the time we see him at separate times.
Yeah.
And he's always like, Final Fantasy, bro.
Ian's put out a restraining order on me because I follow Ian home from work to make sure he ain't got no Final Fantasy VII goods he's taking home from the office. Yeah. Ian's looking over his shoulder, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the train stations. Shout out to Ian.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ian. But yeah, this version of Final Fantasy VII, the remake,
super realistic. It's insane to go from these cartoon Lego-ish characters to these like more human looking and more expressive creatures.
The only way I can explain the graphics from the PS1 version compared to the PS4, and obviously they're going to cross over to 5 as well, do you know what I mean, whatever iteration of console that is, that they're going to go next gen with it. You know that. But like, have you ever watched an old you've watched regular HD TV or 4K TV, and then you've watched an old show for a few seasons, like an old, like, I don't know, House or Breaking Bad or something like that, some of the first episodes of it, and then you go back to new TV, you're like, wow, I didn't realise how crap the graphics were.
It's a bit like Adam West Batman versus Christian Bale's. It's just like,
Well, like some of the special effects from Jurassic Park 1 compared to now, do you know what I mean? Some of those, you know me? Or like when at the end of Die Hard 1, like when Alan Rickman falls out of the building as well, like the green screen that they use, you're like, bruh, I can see that, they ain't real, man.
Do you know what you need to see and compare? The original Turtles versus this new Turtles is just like the animatronic
face.
Shout out to Jim Henson. Jim Henson was just cleaning up them times. That was remotely animal or kind of monster related, you go to Jim Henson to kind of turn it into a film.
You can tell now they're not real, but they do age quite well though, don't they? And some of that like gore horror that they did, like The Thing and stuff like that, was sick. Anyway, we digress. So this version of Final Fantasy 7 Remake, we got our hands on it. We got an exclusive hands on before the demo came out. Demo's out now.
Yep.
But we managed to play. We're going to try and say as much as we can without breaking embargo, because Square will come and put our nuts in a square voice. Yeah. And nuts is not,
you're
not
just,
square.
You just hear that battle music and all the Square developers are around. Can you imagine
that? We say, you know that boss level? Ian's there. Ian's there with a Buster sword in his hand. Like,
get him, boys.
Speaks Mandarin as well, so he'll blatantly just drop that command in Mandarin with extra authority.
Ian has cast magic.
Yes. But yeah, man, so the difference between is the graphics are better.
Yep.
But also Final Fantasy was a turn-based game, wasn't
it? Yep.
It's not now, is it?
No.
You can run around, bust people up, but then you can kind of switch back into the turn-based mode. Mm-hmm. By pressing X in it, and then time slows down to the point where you then can go and select your potions, your spells, or your special moves.
And just pressing left and right on the D-pad helps you select which one of your characters in your team that you want to use next.
So if they have enough ATB, enough juice in the system, they can all unleash powerful attacks really close together as well. Yeah, man. We also like Barrett as well.
Yeah, Barrett's a character. Barrett's got lots of personality for the game. And again, it just feels like you can play and sit back and enjoy it like most of the games in the PS4 franchise now, which has to kind of have some sort of movie qualities, whether it's Red Dead, GTA 5, Death Stranding. A lot of these games, they're heavily movie orientated in their aesthetic. So
definitely. Final and before, where the cutscenes would kind of show up the gameplay. Now there's like an actual genuine connection between the cutscenes. It is quite smooth when you're moving in and out, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the game was amazing, but you did used to give a little bit of a groan of disappointment when the cutscene would end and you're back to the Lego characters again. It's like, oh man.
You get me? Barrett was one of my favourite characters as well. I like Barrett. What did you say, like from a blaxploitation movie, didn't you?
Come here, mother sucker.
He does look sick. Yeah.
Cloud, you jive turkey. There's some monsters there.
Monsters. You cornbread eater. It's fun though. Like, and if I feel like if you're not a fan of the Final Fantasy franchise, this could be the game that gets you involved in it, you know.
Listen, I mean, we were just joking about it, but in a couple of years' time, if you see Quentin Tarantino coming out for his 10th film and bringing in Ving Rhames as Barrett for for Final Fantasy VII, a spin-off, Final Fantasy VII meets Kill Bill.
Could you imagine?
Final Fantasy VII meets Jackie Brown.
So they'll cast Samuel L. Jackson as Barrett. They'll do it with the CGI. They'll get him to do it.
Fucking sick.
Do you imagine? But yeah, Final Fantasy, man. So final words on it, Funk? What would you say?
It's literally, it's a 30 out of 10. It's
30 out of 10?
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Rah. Okay.
No, and listen, might say I'm being a bit biased because of my emotional investment in the game, but even if you haven't played the game, you're going to be blown away by the level of detail. And because I don't want to say too much because obviously I played the original, but there's an interesting scene in the game where you need to infiltrate someplace, somewhere to rescue a friend, and you might have to play dress up. Like they did that in 97 and the whole concept of it is insane. And I've seen images of it on the trailer online and it's brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, also check out our social medias. We've done some reviews where you can see some gameplay. Also compared the original trailer and, well, not trailer, cutscenes that intro the game and the other cutscenes that they've got in the 2020 version as well. So make sure you check that out. How to Kill an Hour on all social medias, man. Go to the Facebook page as well, the group even. Add us on the group.
Join, subscribe.
Yeah, let's get some stuff popping in there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And the music also in the game, before we go, is not like this. It's like proper classical music they've written, and also it blends smoothly in and out of battle scenes, so it doesn't feel as abrupt when you
but
get
it. It's paid homage to the original, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, sick. All right then, so yeah, that was Final Fantasy VII. The remake. Cannot wait for that, Funk, man. But the next thing I want to talk about on today's show is there's just been so much misinformation and speculation in today's world, Funk. Now, more than ever. And I just feel like we should, it's our duty on the show. After I came across something on the internet, right, that kind of combined two different types of conspiracy theory in the most ridiculous way, I think we need to discuss the following matter. So at the end of this video, you'll understand what we need to talk about, bruv.
What we're seeing with these cases in Wuhan, we've all seen it on social media, is these people suddenly just fall over. And then they have a dry cough. I have never seen a patient be walking along, doing their own thing, and suddenly fall over because they've got pneumonia. It just doesn't happen. However, it does happen with 5G. And going back to 5G, I just want to say what this does. There hasn't been significant safety studies. This has been admitted in Congress in America on 5G. But what 5G actually does, it absorbs oxygen, and that's really important to know. So on your oxygen
do you need a phone for this to happen to you? Is 5G just hitting people with the phoneless?
They start to like oscillate. So this 5G is absorbing the oxygen.
5G is absorbing oxygen.
Yeah, she threw in a bit of scientific jargon there. It starts to oscillate.
Which just means move.
To fall over because it suddenly cannot take up oxygen into the cells. Every cell in the body needs oxygen. it's not going to take very long. It's probably not even going to take a minute.
No.
It's going to take seconds.
It starts to oscillate.
Mm. So remember what I said at the beginning of this.
That's what women do at carnival. They oscillate their hips.
In Wuhan.
5G was rolled out in Wuhan.
Autumn.
In the autumn of 2019.
That was the test area, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the test area.
Yeah.
And this is not in mainstream media.
So basically, they are blaming coronavirus on 5G. So now that's given us full license to discuss it here on How to Kill an Hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And interestingly enough, I don't know if you are aware of this, but the 5G contract apparently is in talks with a Chinese company. Coincidence?
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. Like, first things first, all joking aside, before we get into this, if you really want to understand what's going on in the world of the coronavirus, and you want, and you're worried about your you know, what's happening.
Yeah.
All you have to do is check out the World Health Organization, who give regular updates.
Yeah.
So on the 3rd of March, just before we get into this, because I don't want to be getting in trouble for anyone saying they have corona, right?
Yeah.
Here's the 3rd of March update for the World Health Organization.
Okay. Right?
So 6 a.m. Geneva time this morning. China has reported a total of 48,630 cases of COVID-19 to WHO.
Director General saying this.
Including 2,747 deaths.
Yes.
But as you know, it's what's happening in the rest of the world that's now our greatest concern. Outside China, there are now 3,474 cases in 44 countries. And 54 deaths.
3,000 globally?
At a decisive
outside of China.
Point. For the past 2 days, the number of new cases reported in the rest of the world has exceeded the number of new cases reported from China.
So there's more happening in the world than there is in China at the moment, okay. Right? Which, to be fair, you were looking at one state and the rest of the world. So that is all I've done is gone to the World Health Organization, go there and get your information.
Yeah.
And Billy and I have been doing some research. Billy's been doing a heck of a lot of research to kind of pull together information about this coronavirus.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Corona Billy.
Corona Billy. Do you want a Corona, Bill? Do you want a Corona?
No.
There you go, bro. Billy, it's the wrong kind of corona, bro. Right, so the coronavirus, right?
Yeah. You know what you need to play? You know what you need to get for this? You need to get a bit of the paying reference to the origination of this virus, just Wuhan.
Wuhan! All right, we'll see what we got.
You got any Wuhan? That's what I'm talking about.
That's where it came from, though, bro.
No, but this one sounds a bit too. It sounds too well. You need a bit of a sicker beat, a bit that's a beat that's caught the virus already.
Let me have a look. I found the karaoke version. Oh, you know karaoke version instrumentals always worse. All right, let's see what this is like then. All right, let's get this corona run.
Yeah, this one sounds under the weather.
Okay, cool. So let's get through our facts then from the coronavirus, okay, cool. Right?
Let's hear these facts.
Okay, cool. So
let's dispel some
background.
Myths.
Background on the actual coronavirus, right? It's the name given to a family of viruses that causes illness in humans and animals.
Okay,
right?
I heard that.
They cause the common cold or more severe diseases such as acute respiratory syndrome like SARS and in the Middle East, respiratory syndrome MERS, right? Okay. Is it cool?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know if anything stands out. They can only be, coronavirus can only be transmitted between animals and humans. So that's animal to animal, human to human.
Okay.
Such as SARS, which was transmitted from cats to humans.
Don't kiss them dogs.
Don't be, all you people that let your dogs lick your face, yeah?
You got to roll and check.
Right? Said it's fine. It's fine. You know a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. Not today.
I got you all in check.
Right, so Chinese health authorities are yet to determine where the virus has come from. However, they say it most likely came from a seafood market in Wuhan, where wildlife has...
From where?
Where wildlife has been traded illegally, right?
Okay.
Actually, I do have a vet in my family, and a vet said that stressed animals apparently can transfer viruses a lot more easily. So
really?
If you have animals that are livestock in markets, because you don't want to kill all the animals and then bring them to market, because then they go off, they die. But if you have live animals, someone says, you want a bat? chop its head.
So if the animal's got problems with his baby mother or a lot of bills. It might transmit coronavirus more easy.
Busta Rhymes needs to capitalize on this and re-drop the single.
Listen.
Wooha, wooha.
This is going to get some serious streams later on,
trust
man.
Me. But on February the 7th, researchers have suggested it could have spread illegally via trafficked infected animals, right? From Asia in food and medicine, right? Scientists have pointed out either bats or snakes are the source, right?
Okay.
Okay, now, and coronavirus has been around for a while.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
something that's new. If you look on the back of certain, like Dettol or Detox, there's certain things that will say coronavirus, you know, but this is a new strain that we're fighting against as well. That's what the difference is. But the signs of infection are respiratory symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties. In most severe cases, infection can cause pneumonia and acute respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, and even death. As well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while most common symptoms of the... Do you say COVID or COVID? How do you say it? COVID. COVID-19.
Okay.
That's a long one. Can we just call it Wuha? Yeah, cool. A fever, tiredness, and dry cough, right? Mm-hmm. Others may experience aches and pains, nasal congestion, runny nose, sore throat, or even diarrhea as well. These symptoms are usually mild and begin gradually. Furthermore, some people may be infected and not even know it as they don't develop any symptoms.
Okay.
That's where the danger is. Yeah, someone that's like, I'm fine.
There's a lot of carriers then.
I mean, if you're the perfect disease, you stay under the radar for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
You spread yourself around, then you give the person symptoms on your way out. Yeah. You get me? Just make them feel the on the way out. So about 80% of people that are infected will recover from Wuha without needing any special treatment. 1 out of 19 will become seriously ill and will have trouble breathing. Older people, especially those with underlying medical problems such as high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, are more likely to develop serious illnesses.
Yeah, because I heard a case of a 17-month-year-old baby beating COVID-19.
Oh, cool. Ah, for baby light work, man.
Yeah.
A little toddler be like, yeah, cough light on me. Work. Yeah, light work. No, don't cough on toddlers. But yeah, like, so if you're young, if you are very young, I suppose you are vulnerable, but yeah, young people can fight it.
Yeah.
But obviously if you're weak, if your immune system isn't fully developed and you're young, or if you're an old person who has an immune system that's breaking down, then obviously it's going to be harder for you.
And
totally correct.
And I think that's the point that they're not stressing, that if you have underlying health conditions, you are more at risk.
Oh yeah.
So if you are fit as a fiddle and you're going up buying all the hand sanitizer, leave some for the rest of us, man.
Yeah. If you can do about 50 pull-ups in a row, don't need it.
Leave the hand sanitizer. You know there's a shortage now of hand sanitizer.
I heard that certain shops are doubling their price of hand sanitizer.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
That's £50 for hand sanitizer.
It's like, you know, instead of selling it for £2, £5. Sick. Supply and demand, man.
Yeah.
What else have we got? How does it spread? Okay. Now this is really interesting.
Like butter.
You like on the marketing team for coronavirus. Hey, we spread better than butter. Sound like Barrett, isn't it?
You spread a coronavirus like butter, fool.
So the disease is spread from person to person via droplets in the nose and mouth when an infected person coughs or exhales.
Okay.
Exhales, right? Droplets can then land on objects and surfaces around the infected person, others when they touch the surface or when other objects that have been in contact. If you touch your face and eyes afterwards, or nose, this can lead to infection.
Breathe and stop, for real?
Oh, give you, me got what that. You got that. You also become infected if you breathe in droplets from an infected person. It's advisable to stay more than 1 meter, 3 foot away from a person who's sick.
But that's impossible on this London tube. Yeah.
Not impossible at all. Impossible, bro.
Impossible.
Bro. SARS and COVID-19 are related genetically, but they are different.
So
people
don't
think it's the same as SARS. They are different.
Yeah. Are those masks, are they of any use? Or do you need one of those real Bane masks?
Do you know what? I've got the answer to that and we'll get to that. We'll get into that.
Okay.
I promise you I'll answer that before the end of the episode. That's a very good question because I'm seeing a lot of people that are like styling masks as well.
Yeah,
wearing them like
they've
fashion.
They've got them B&Q DIY masks. I'm not sure they're the same thing.
No, I don't know. I've seen people going out with like ones with designs on them as well. Do you know what I mean? Like a smiley face on them. Crazy. They are related, but they're different. Okay. SARS is more deadly and less infectious than COVID-19.
Really? Okay.
SARS has had no outbreaks anywhere in the world since 2013. Jeez, that's a while ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, 2003. Okay. My bad. Billy was like, What's being done to stop it from spreading? Scientists are racing to develop a vaccine, but we've been warned that it won't be available in until 2021. Chinese officials have sealed off and placed restrictions on travel to and from several cities, affecting 60 million people.
Okay.
Right. Many airlines have cancelled flights to China, and some countries have banned Chinese citizens from entering their territories.
But meanwhile, you can travel around the rest of the world.
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, do you not think they should just close all borders?
Well, this is the thing.
Don't click that news app. We should close all borders. Shouldn't they just say no one travels for a while unless it's like army or, you know, like serious related?
The
like
How political. To Kill a Right Wing Hour podcast. Yeah.
Close the borders.
Yeah.
Brexit.
This is what Brexit does. See, I told you, if we had Brexited, we wouldn't have got Corona. Bringing over that Corona to our country. Even my Italians are doing it as well. All jokes aside, Italy has its own red zones and have sealed off small towns
bad
in Northern
pizza.
Italy.
That is.
Get that pasta out.
I hate that bolognese anyway.
I don't even like pepperoni anyway. Disgusting, disgusting stuff. Is it Shan that came over, the producer that we know too? So I was recently on a podcast for SK Vibe Maker.
Shout out to SK.
Shout out to SK and Shan. He said he went to Italy and on his way out or in the airport, they had this laser that they shone at his head to check his temperature, and he said there are people in red suits. Like, and I thought when you're like a medical like worker, you have to wear like white or green. When I heard they were in red suits, I just felt like it was like Resident Evil. Like in Resident Evil, that's the kind of colour they wear, isn't it? The surgeons and stuff.
The Veronica virus. Yeah,
it's crazy. Anyway, right, so next question, Funk. Is it a global emergency? Well,
is that a question, or
that's a question that I'm gonna answer.
Yeah.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, have declared a global health emergency as of January the 30th, 2020. The decision was made to declare it one after the confirmation of the first cases of human-to-human transmission outside of China. Now, this alert is to call other countries around the world to coordinate and respond to COVID. We need an easy... What can we call this? Should we just call it Wuhan?
Yeah.
It's hard for it. Right, so as a response to... Under the guidance of the United Nations Health Agency, since the declaration was formalized, there's been five global health emergencies. 2005 was swine flu.
Okay.
2014 was polio. Ebola in 2014, Zika in 2016, and Ebola again in 2019. Ebola came back for the second time around. You get me? Stronger, faster.
Ebola revenge.
Yeah, and that's from Al Jazeera News.com. We got that information. We've also, just for the record, we've gone to reputable news sources like the BBC, The Independent for some of this information. Also looked at CNN as well.
No fake news that man here.
No, we've not just gone to Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, I might hear you asking, Funk, what's the risk for people like you? You're more likely to die if you're infected, if you're elderly or unwell. Like you said, Funk.
Yeah.
And maybe... men.
Really?
Okay. On the check.
Now, there was an analysis of 44,000 cases in China, and the death rate for the very elderly to the middle-aged was times 10, which makes sense. Like, because you've got weaker immune system. The death rate for those with underlying health conditions, like you said, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart or breathing problems, five times more common, right? The death rate was slightly higher for men than women.
Now, so Beyonce was right.
Look, man flu exists. Beyonce was right.
Who runs the world? Girls,
get me. So if your man's feeling a little bit under the weather, you know, I'm just saying, more likely. While some analysis has been made for all of the other factors and seeing how they interact with each other, there isn't a complete picture of the risk for every type of person in every type of location.
Okay.
Interesting.
But apparently it's in every continent now.
A lot of continents. I don't know if it's in every continent. I've not checked that. But
6 out of 7.
Jesus Christ. Air crazy, man. So the risk for elderly in China will be very different to the risk for elderly in Europe and other countries as well. So your prognosis depends on the treatment that you get as well. So it also depends on what type of treatment is available and the stage of the epidemic you get infected. So if the epidemic gets worse, healthcare systems could get swamped, making it harder for you to get treatment. If only every country had a national health service.
If only.
Could you imagine what the private costs, the pharmaceutical industry must be rubbing its hands together.
I saw an amazing tweet the other day that said, this is why there is no point of a private health service, because health is a national thing.
Yeah.
You can't have a privatized health service which caters to a certain group or a certain demographic that can afford it when you have pandemics, because it's going to affect you anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You're right, man.
We all have to be part of the same conversation health-wise.
We all need health. Health is important. Do you know what I mean? Especially when you're getting old like me and Funk, and we're breaking arms and shoulders all over the place. Do you know what I mean? Yep. So anyway, risk of where you live. And here's a little bit of information about actual symptoms as well. So current estimates for incubation are a period ranging from 1 to 14 days. Now, incubation period, I know you're aware of what that is, Funk, but just in case you're not listening, incubation period is a point from when you're infected to the point of you showing symptoms. So even though you feel fine, you are full of the germs. So a lot of the time when people get sick, even like food poisoning and tummy bugs, people don't think that when they're feeling sick, that's when they got it. No, it's beforehand. That's because if every germ just was in you when you felt sick, then it wouldn't be a very good germ. It wouldn't be able to spread it. It relies on you being fine and healthy and being out and about.
And just to reiterate, the incubation period for the watchers of sci-fi is the point that from whence you're bitten to when it leaps out of your chest.
It depends. If you're Spider-Man, it depends, innit? Like, yeah, I mean, act two usually, innit? It's usually act two, innit? Yeah. About 30 minutes in. 34.
Yeah. It didn't happen for Sigourney Weaver until about the fourth film, but...
And if you're really sick but everybody likes you, what they'll do is they'll just make up some timeline with time travel to bring you back or clone you. That's what they did. So, however, most people who are infected will show symptoms within 5 to 6 days. Mm. That's still a long time, though. That's a week.
Yeah.
In a week, I could be like Scotland and back twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you could be anywhere in a week.
You could
be in Europe
with a lot of people then. Yeah.
It's a lot of handshaking.
Yeah.
So where have most cases been reported? I'm gonna let you guess that, no surprise.
Wuhan! I got you all in check. I got you all in check.
Yes. Damn
right. Tell 'em, Buster.
95% in China, most of which are the Hubei province. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Deaths have also been confirmed in Hong Kong, Philippines, Japan, France, Taiwan, South Korea, Italy, and Iran as it stands.
Okay.
Infections have now been confirmed in every continent except Antarctica. There you go. Funk was bang on it. A majority of infections outside of China are the result of those who have traveled to China. Instances of human-to-human transition have been recorded in several countries. So, how likely are you to catch COVID-19? It all depends on where you live and where you travel.
And if you don't wash your hands.
And if you don't, that as well. And also, don't be tweeting about washing your hands like it's some new fucking... What, round of applause because you wash your hands after you scratch your ass. I don't care. You should be doing that anyway. Not the scratching your ass, but the washing your hands. Why are people out there going, ooh, today I wash my hair. Today I got, Or when people take out the hand sanitizer and they use it in front of you. Like, I've got some on me. And they don't just take it out. I'm gonna show fun when they do. Someone has hand sanitizer on them. They don't just like discreet. They always go like, and they go like, you know, yeah. You know, so I'm just, and they'll do that. And then you'll see them picking their nose 5 minutes later, bruv. Fucking hell. Right, anyway. It all depends on where you live and where you've been recently. So the risk of infection, obviously, higher in areas where people have the disease. For people outside of China, the risk of getting infected is very low currently.
Yeah.
However, best practice is to be aware of the situation and preparedness in your area. Check out the WHO, we've got NHS, they give you updates on the NHS. Even your local doctor's surgery, I'm not saying to inundate them with calls, don't do that.
Yeah.
But if your local doctor's surgery, we usually have an answer machine where they tell you stuff. And even if you call 111, I think it is. Is it 111 here? They'll have information on that as well, man.
Now, let's get into the kind of dystopian mood here. Because I'm just sitting here waiting. It's
okay.
It's my turn.
Let's do it.
Do you predict another economic slump? Because I've read some things, especially on Business Insider, that are saying that there's no real precedent for something like this. There's the airlines are suffering, demand is suffering, especially a place like China, which pretty much is the warehouse for much of the world in terms of production and goods.
This could.
When China stops working, the world stops working.
If China stops working, we ain't getting phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Technology ain't working. We ain't getting TVs. This is no joke. China.
Yeah.
Own the world, right? They are rich.
Who runs the world?
China. Who runs the world? So basically, China needs to operate, but they have been building hospitals well quick. Like,
we've seen the hospital?
They've been throwing up hospitals.
They built
in
like
weeks.
A week.
crazy. So they've been, and we've just heard there's more infections across the whole world as it stands 3rd of March, that there's more new infections across the whole world as there are in China. Now, that's two, that can mean two things. And obviously we've got to bear in mind that the world is a lot larger with other continents. China is either lying or there is a decrease, because they're actually handling business in there. If they can handle it there, then, you know, we should look to them to sort out stuff. But Funk, I've been thinking about this. This could be the excuse now for all of us that don't have jobs where we need to move stuff around physically at work to work from home.
A lot of people. So I mean, in the UK here, there's like a financial district called Canary Wharf.
Yeah,
and much of that was closed down last week. They actually sent their workers home.
Sent them home to go and spend that bonus. Why not? We got internet now. Yeah. Come on, like, what business doesn't need? What business can't run? Can run without the internet? I don't think many can. Maybe the local corner shop.
Yeah,
maybe a Tesco's and stuff like that. Yeah. Like your local convenience store. Other than that, don't really. Nah, man. I could do my job all from home, I reckon. It'd be lovely. Hit me. You all right? Antisocial? But yeah, mate. Maybe the world could end. I don't know, Funk. What else is in your conspiracy theory jar? I know you got some other stuff in there.
I just think that this is really going to hit the economy in a way which they've got no answer to.
Really? You reckon? There's no answer?
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of the business is done via the kind of the markets, and markets get spooked via uncertainty.
Yeah.
And no one knows when this is going to end. It's definitely going to go into summer. Summer is like a big tourist time of the year when people like to travel and all that kind of stuff. So the whole tourist economy is going to take a big hit.
It's Corona alarm.
Yeah, Corona alarm. Tell me I've got 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, how you kind of create a resurgence after that? I mean, we're still kind of trying to pick ourselves back up from the credit crunch.
Yeah, man. I think we've already got Brexit, we've got credit crunch, we've got a lot of things on our plate at the moment. I think the worst thing that could happen is if we grind to a halt as a country because of this disease. But I feel like as long as we're well informed, that won't happen. I think the real focus needs to be is people that are in positions of power, people that can talk to other people, need to make sure that we're aware and we kind of keep up to date. I mean, if you go, I've been hearing people say stuff just like, "Yeah, I don't eat Chinese food anymore, bruv." I'm like, that's not gonna stop you getting the disease right now,
more
bruv.
For me. Give me.
Listen. I want that lemon chicken today.
Mr. Yao, give me double portions, man. Serious. If you don't want it, I'll have it.
I will take that.
Yeah.
Right. So before you get out of it, I know you got to go soon, Funk.
Yeah.
So how can we protect ourselves from the spread of the disease?
Listen, I think tech is going to save us, you know. I think tech, as always, will formulate some way which the world has to.
Body condom.
Which have to compensate us in the way we do business.
Yeah.
Because if things like the physical travel of individuals can leave us susceptible to bringing these things, I think tech is going to become more involved.
Okay,
a little bit like how we've got these checkouts now, where the people go
in checkouts.
Self-service checkouts.
Yeah,
it's going to be some way which like the world's business is done via more so the internet with the dangerous 5G.
Yeah, without the dangers of 5G giving us coronavirus. Yeah. All right, I'm up for that. But yeah, so protecting yourself from spread of disease, regular hand washing.
Yeah,
surprise, is at the top. Thoroughly cooking meat and eggs. Surprise.
Yeah.
Maybe not eating animals from markets that are stressed out as well.
Okay.
You get me? Stand 1 meter away from anybody showing any respiratory illness.
A couple of them were chucked in by vegans, weren't they?
Yeah. It was a vegan. By eating anything that is not plant-based. Yeah, that's thrown in, yeah. Using alcohol-based hand rub. Now, I'll get to alcohol-based hand rub in a second, because there's something.
Does that mean I just pour Hennessy on my hands?
Yeah, of course. Pour one out for your homies and wash your hands on that. Vodka. That's like 40%, bruv. You need like an overproof or absinthe or something like that. Pour that in your hands.
It's stinging.
Yeah, pour some in your eyes, nose and mouth, because if you touch your eyes, nose and mouth, that's where you can actually get the disease from. Make sure that people around you follow respiratory hygiene. We wash our hands out here, man. In fact, we need to be putting, I'm seeing like gels being put out next to sinks everywhere. We need to be doing that, man, of course. And if you feel unwell, if you've got difficulty breathing, a cough or anything like that, don't go to work. I know somebody that came back from like China and was like, "Yeah, man, just going to go into work." I was like, "Bro, you need to not do that."
It's workaholics, man. You're killing us.
Exactly. And
Literally.
If you've been anywhere like that over the last 14 days, just don't go anywhere for 14 days. Let your work know. Take some time off work.
Yeah.
Play some Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
you can't catch Corona from that. Anything you should not do, you shouldn't smoke, shouldn't take traditional herbal remedies. Jeez, could you imagine someone taking herbal tea? Get me. Wearing multiple masks is not what you should not do that.
Who does that? Wow.
Yeah, and taking self-medication such as antibiotics will not help you. Right. Should I wear a mask to protect myself? If you do not have any respiratory systems like a cough, you do not need to wear a mask. The World Health Organization suggests the use of masks for people that have symptoms.
I was born in the darkness. You merely adopted the COVID-19.
Yeah, man. So I was like, you know, when a surgeon operates on you, they wear a mask so they don't cough into your insides and mash you up.
And I don't think people...
You don't wear a mask. Yeah.
And obviously now there's a shortage of masks for the actual physicians now. Have you not seen that?
No, really? Yeah, so we've now managed to buy that. So now our doctors are coughing into the insides of people.
So dentists have reported a lack of surgical masks for their operations.
Oh, gosh. Right, Funk, before I let you get out of here, we've got some facts for the coronavirus. Okay. Should we change some other music? Should we go for some corona-based music? Okay, cool. Right, so quick fire rounds, yeah?
Okay.
Right, so fact or fiction. As of 29th of February, 9 a.m, the total number of people... A total of... Let me get that right. At 29th of February, 9 a.m, a total of 10,000 people have been tested throughout the UK. Just under 10,000 were confirmed negative and 23 were positive. Is that true or false? What do you think?
How many in the UK?
10,483 were tested and 10,460 were confirmed negative. Why does that make sense? No, 10,400... Billy, these stats. 10,460 must have been tested. 10,483 were confirmed negative. Basically, there's a few people. This is actually a fact. Let's just move on. But yeah, wow. Out of 10,000 people, approximately, there's only 23 that are positive of it in the UK. Yeah. Right? Cool. Next fact. Let's hope this one's good. Is this fact or fiction, Funk?
Yep.
Corona's reporting $100 million loss in sales since the epidemic started.
False. I think it's more than that.
Is that false?
Yeah.
It is false. You're right.
Yeah.
$132 million is the loss of earnings at a time when they're expecting strong sales because of the Lunar New Year. Okay. Losses have forced it to cut its chief executive's bonus. Oh, what a shame. The same brand that owns Corona is called Anheuser-Busch. They earn Budweiser, Stella Artois, Beck's and Corona as well.
Okay.
So if you're really going to be an arsehole, you just wouldn't drink any beer. The company believes its drop in profits is down to fewer people going out in public in China to avoid catching the coronavirus. This is taking a toll on nightlife, while many bars and restaurants are being forced to close down. There you go. Next fact. You can get it from packages that come from China. True or false?
False.
You're right, it's false. No, you can't. It's still safe to get packages from China. The likelihood of an infected person contaminating commercial goods is low risk, and the risk of the virus that causes COVID-19 from a package that has been moved, traveling, exposed to different conditions and temperatures is also very, very low as well. Mm-hmm. True or false, Funk? The UK is now one of the first countries outside of China to have a prototype specific laboratory to test for this new disease. True or false?
False.
It's actually right.
Really?
It's true. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's true. We're doing our business out here, but we've still got to wait till 2021 till we get the, fix for it. Right. The name coronavirus comes from the word corona, meaning crown or halo. Under an electron microscope, the image of the virus looks like a solar corona. True or false?
True.
Did you know that? Is that true?
No, it's a guess.
All right, here's a beer for you. There you go. Have that. Enjoy. Good. One more before we get out of here, Funk. I love this. Face masks stop corona.
False.
Yes.
Right.
Masks, once again, are effective at capturing droplets in the air. If you're likely to be in contact with an infected person, yes, a mask cuts the chances of the disease being passed on. But walking around town, not in close contact with others, wearing a face mask will not make a difference.
It won't stop. It won't prevent you from the zombie apocalypse, I'm afraid.
Exactly. You can still get sick if you wear a mask. Viruses transmit through the eyes, and tiny viral particles known as aerosols can still penetrate masks.
Go for the eyes!
So you just
go for the eyes!
So you just look like Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Go for the eyes!
Lick someone's eye and be like, gotcha.
Cough for their eyes!
Oh man, right. What else can we do before we get out of it? Right. I promise you an answer to this before the end of the day. We'll make this the last one. Hand sanitizer will protect you from coronavirus.
No. No, that is false.
The answer is... kinda.
Okay.
It's kinda, okay, kinda. Okay. Right, so hand sanitizer eliminates bacteria.
Yeah.
Coronavirus is a virus.
Yeah.
However, you can use hand sanitizer that is that has alcohol in it, at least 60% alcohol in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Ray and Nephews. No, not Ray and Nephews. And that does kill... some viruses.
What about
right?
Absinthe?
Absinthe, definitely, if it's that 90% stuff, yeah. Go blind. Pour it in your eyes. Soap and water. If soap and water are not readily available, which you should be using first, an alcohol-based sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol can help.
And right? This is the thing as well. Like, hand sanitizer doesn't replace soap and water, which is a lot.
No, yeah.
It's what a lot of people have been doing. I think they're confused. I think people are literally out here taking a shit and then using...
just using wet wipes. Wet wipes and a bit of alcohol. You saw use 90% alcohol around your bum hole. Did spicy.
Go, did you go shit? It's all right. I used some beer.
Pour a Stella down.
I used some beer. My hands are clean.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. So there you go. Those are some facts that we've crunched there here at Hardskin Lab. We've busted some myths. Mm. I hope now, after listening to this episode, which has mostly been about corona, you've been informed. Make sure you check what the NHS says. Make sure you check out what the WHO says. Mm-hmm. And the CDC, all of those things. Use reputable sources like the BBC while it still is publicly owned to get that information, innit?
Yeah.
Right, before we let you get out of here, where can they find How to Kill an Hour, Funk?
It's How to Kill an Hour everywhere.
That's right, 100%. How to Kill an Hour everywhere. Please join our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be putting loads of extra content in there. All the information about the coronavirus, we'll pop that into the Facebook group. Check that out. Check out our Facebook page. You on social media, Funk Butcher?
Yeah, I'm on there as at Funk Butcher.
There we go. On everything, innit?
Yeah.
Organised. I'm at Marcus Bronzy as well on all social medias, MarcusBronzy. New music, Funk? You got some new music cooking?
Yeah, always.
All right.
Yeah.
And you got your own podcast, Houseology Voices.
Yep. And that's on Houseology Label. You can check out there. We've got 4 episodes up there. The latest episode is with Hot Stepper.
Yeah. So informative. It gives you information about certain eras that make you understand why clubs are as they are now. Quick one before you go, Funk. You're the one that said that you think clubbing, because listen, MWC cancelled, mm-hmm. Geneva Motor Show cancelled, mm-hmm. Glastonbury cancelled,
mm-hmm.
All of these festivals cancelled, maybe, or people not going.
Yep.
So would that bring back local raving?
Yeah, so I think that COVID-19 might cause a resurgence in the clubbing industry, because the mass congregation of people is kind of getting cut down because of the fear and anxiety of spreading this virus.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but people will, the thing with the clubbing is that people are always gonna club in some capacity. So they're gonna go back to the nightclubs.
Nice.
Really.
And save your money from festivals, spend a little bit on clubs, the rest on shares in Corona. Right, when this all blows over, you'll be laughing. You'll
Corona
be winning.
And hand sanitizer shares.
That's the one. All right, stay blessed. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.